Irish elk.
You could do anything.
Saber-tooth tiger. I love it. Penguin? That's not on my list. That just sounded like Ray Romano.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Listeners, we have a guest in the Hey You Know It studio.
Yep.
Professional stand-up comedian Chrissy Mayers with us.
Yay! Oh, that's me.
Yes. Thank you, Chrissy, for being here.
Of course.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Yeah. So, how long have you been professional, as Katie says?
Well,
as
a stand-up comic? I mean, earning any money at all or, like, calling myself a stand-up?
Calling it, well, all.
Yeah, everything. Because in order to be a professional stand-up, you need not make a dime.
Right.
That's true. I'm doing stand-up for, like, 4 years now.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. How's it going?
It's great. It's really great. And I just... I'm going to say lost my job, but I was just fired from my job.
Okay.
So I've got
kind of lost in a way.
Right? It's like something I kind of like didn't want to hang on to. So it's like,
did you yell out like, you can't fire me?
I quit. Yeah. I wanted to. I thought after the fact, well, I'm still going to have to be there another 5 weeks because they've like extended it because they've.
That's weird, like torture. Like, that's torture.
I'd be like, no, I'm fired.
You're
now.
Fired.
Exactly.
I'm fired now.
You're fired. You can't leave.
Exactly, because they realized, they're like, oh, shit, she knows how to do all this stuff that we don't know how to do.
So they didn't think about that? And what kind of all this stuff do they think you're going to do for the next 5 weeks? Because I know I'd be laying up in the cut chilling.
Well, like, train the new person who they haven't even started interviewing yet.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And I'm the AP coordinator at the school I work at. And so the APs come up, for second week of May. So they're idiots. They didn't realize...
I used to teach, and I'm horrified by this, because that is the last thing that you want to do.
So they probably were like, you're fired. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Like, they said it.
By fired, we mean.
Yeah. At first, it was 30 days, which brought me to April 11th, 14th, and then they were like, oh, no, you need to stay until May 9th to train the new person. And I was like, man, this feels just like a guy is breaking up with you, but then is like, oh, no, you need to stay and, like, suck my dick for the next month. And you know what? Yeah,
pay half the rent.
Right.
And teach the new girl how to do it, you know?
The way I like it.
Feels like that.
That's so bizarre.
Oh, my God.
And that explains why education is where it is, because that's not an educated decision right there.
It was really short-sighted and very unprofessional the way they did it. They didn't even, like, and I never mess anything up. They won't even, like, give me a reason. I
think maybe they have a friend who needs a job.
Honestly, I think it's because I dress a little bit probably tardier than they'd like, and also my boss's husband, I think, has a crush on me. Because he's been, for a year, they should want to keep you. Oh, why aren't we friends on Facebook?
I'll tell you why. I got two things.
I'm like, I blocked your ass. Take a hint.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah.
So,
Chrissy,
where have you been plying your professional trade as a stand-up?
Oh, I get booked sometimes at fine places like New Jersey.
Okay.
Or like Nothing like
a
Will.
That counts as a road gig in my mind. Because that was something that came before.
Gig.
Like, I would not leave city limits.
Yeah.
Unless it was like Poganos.
I also like...
And I'm getting some food and some drinks.
And a champagne bathtub.
Yes, and a champagne bathtub.
I've decided pretty recently, like, I'm not going to go, like, to Long Island or Jersey, like, without being paid. Like, I kind of actually sort of decided that.
A lot. You got to get paid a lot.
Like, more than... I actually just blew off this,
Oh, no.
show tonight in Jersey City. And I did it. I did this Jersey City Comedy Festival last year. And I was like, how much is going to be paid? He's like, $5? And I'm
what?
Like,
huh? That's not even a path ride, is it?
Not even. You can't get bad.
I just realized, nope, I'm officially better than this. Yeah.
Good
so,
for you.
So I was like, nope, not going to do it.
Is there a lot of comedy going on in Jersey City? Because I keep seeing people's tweets. I used to be a comic, full disclosure. I see people's tweets of like, I'm heading out to Jersey City for a show.
Used to be.
Really? I don't do it anymore. I don't say I do it.
I do it here. You do it on the sly.
Yeah, I crack a joke here and there, but I can't deal. I don't get the love from the clubs. It's not my gig.
It's tough. It's like it takes a while. But I don't know. It's just because I know that, like, I know he's paying people. I know people that, like, are doing these shows.
He's not paying you.
He's not paying me. And so it's like, I'm officially going to take myself out as a, someone who you think have, like, as a free comedian kind of thing.
Oh, my God.
It's all about not getting paid in comedy.
But anyway, like, I guess the point is, like, I've done a bunch of stuff. Like, I've done, like, you know, a bunch of festivals. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a great festival in Atlanta, Laughing Skull, that I did last year.
Oh, okay. I'm glad to hear that. That's good. I get their emails.
Yeah, I did, you know, the She-Devil Comedy Festival last year. Did really, really well. It was, like, October. Got, like, some good attention from doing that. Like, I should have, like, placed a lot higher. But I think one of the judges was, like, I don't know, wanted somebody else to win, it seemed. Because it was, like, all tens, and then weird threes and fours.
That's
like,
So, wait, they're scoring you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. How? So, they're scoring you, not paying
it's
you.
It's such a subjective thing. Really? Is it the original?
You know, I brought up a ton to everything. I was like, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Lit the ends on fire.
Yeah, it goes to Andy Kaufman
territory. But, yeah, I do get up at the stand. More and more.
That's on the east side, correct?
Yes, 3rd and 20th.
Okay, I've been there, underground. It's a weird, long, thin club in the basement.
Kind of, yeah. I guess compared to, like, Laughing Devil, which is extremely thin. It's like, about as narrow as this room.
It's just thinnest, a row of audience.
Yeah. It's the thinnest clubs.
Yeah. There's a really thin room at New York Comedy Club. I don't know if that place is even still open. It's literally like one row. And like you're like rectangle. Kind of at the end of it.
A New York Comedy Club?
Right? And there's I think they probably got rid of it. And then there's a mirror where you can see yourself.
Oh, no.
But you can't really see all the audience because it's single file.
Ooh, wow.
And they're usually from Sweden.
Sounds but, French.
Yes.
Though.
It's very noir. So do you also do improv?
I haven't done improv in a while.
But you are classically trained in improv.
Yes, did 5 years of
that. You hear
that,
people?
Classically trained.
Classically trained.
I did 5 years of improv, then a one-woman show, and then I was like, hey, I can do stand-up. Yeah. And then I've just been doing stand-up. Although, what you learn in improv is, like, very important to stand-up.
It's, yes.
The skills that you take with you, and, like, it really helps you out.
I'm fascinated to hear that that was your journey. It was first improv, then one-woman show, and then stand-up. Because usually what I hear is stand-up, than one woman show or improv, and then the other way around. That's interesting.
Well, I remember your one woman show. It was hilarious. Wow. I remember going to that. It was very funny.
I can't believe you went. That was awesome. It was in 2009, 2010. It was called Hope, and it was about a girl who's like in her 20s, gets pregnant, so she could like keep it or not keep it, and her journey is about like all the women in her. She tries to get advice from all the women in her life about like what to do. And then she learns in the end, oh, I can make this decision myself. I'm better off than these fucking crazy nutbag hoes. And all these hoes are, like, women in my life.
And you played all of them.
And I played all of them. It was, like, 5 or 6 different characters.
That's awesome.
Really, it was very funny.
It was fun. It was like the first time I ever felt like an actor. Because I was so much work. I had no idea how much work that was going to be. I had a director. I had two directors, actually. Else. And then one had to go. And then I had a new one.
Oh, I thought you meant the same time. I'm like, this is intense.
Because she had another gig or something.
Two directors and a one woman
the best
show.
Direction from the book.
Yeah, they worked me so many rehearsals. I rehearsed up at the Drama Bookshop like just a lot, like a few times a week, and it was the hardest I've ever worked. And it was like it was like, oh wow, I really like, I'm glad I did that because it made stand up seem less scary. And it was fun to do those six characters, like all those characters. I forget if it was like
and it's
five
nice
or six.
Also, I would think as a comic to be on stage for a long time without having to constantly troll for laughs.
Right.
Like, you have time in your one-person show to develop things and get your laughs when you need them and work on them, so. And you're not doing that show anymore, though, right?
No, I did for 5 weeks.
Okay.
And then,
that's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm.
It was, and it was, like, it was one of those things, like, a bucket listy thing, like, all right, if I can do that, then, yeah, you know. I think if I had done stand-up first, I'm glad I didn't because I'd be worried about, like, the you know, the times I wasn't getting laughs. But I was like, I am being a serious actor doing object work about grocery shopping, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm in the space.
Or I like stand up way better. And it's like, the risks are higher. Like, if you do great, it's all on you. And then it's like, But then if you, like, don't do well, then you're like, oh, fuck, that is all on me. You can't blame it on, like, your scene partner.
Well, you can blame it on the audience.
That's like, always. If the house was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
That's like, you
drinks
know,
were shitty.
Like, listeners, if you're not a performer, that's what all performers do. If you don't do well, they blame the house.
And if you're a real seasoned comic, you blame the house while you're on stage.
Yeah.
But damn it, people, this was funny.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
I never try to do that.
This audience stinks.
I never make the audience feel shitty for not laughing at me. Like, that's a...
In New York, I find it's pretty hard because I've seen it. I've been to a show. I think you were at the show, too, where the comic was on stage, and it was, like, a big show for him. Like, at a big club or whatever, like, his first big night. And he asked the woman in the office, he's like, what, you didn't like the show? And she said, no. And he said, why not? And she was like, do you really want to get into that right now?
I was at the one where he started, like, riffing off her, and she was like, I'm not part of your act. Don't comment about me.
Whoa. It's like, well, you shouldn't have sat in the front then, lady.
So it was a quite interesting evening. So let's get into some segments.
Okay, what do you have?
I want to start off with, so we do, basically, you explain to how we do.
I want to do
Penis News.
Penis News.
So this is my favorite segment and Katie's least favorite, favorite segment. Hashtag Penis News, where every week I troll the internet for dick stuff. Dick related.
She talks about it.
And I talk about it. And she sighs. So this one is Texas man ticketed after sending picture of his penis in with job application.
What kind of job was it for?
I don't know. So he sent it to a staffing agency. So he got rejected at once from a multitude of jobs. And this was not an accident. He actually carefully took a picture of his member and then sent it in. The unnamed work hunter reportedly emailed his resume and the improper picture to the state-run Texas Workforce Solutions. Don't mess with Texas.
Oh, my God.
It was picked up by a 25-year-old female caseworker who discussed it. I'm sure. I would have shown that to everybody.
Yeah, everyone I've ever spoken to, I'd show it to.
I'd be like, can you, I mean, sure, discussed it, but also
Here's his contact information. Now what are you going to send him?
Yeah.
So then she then contacted the police about the photograph of the penis. Hmm. And he was charged with a Class C misdemeanor.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, well, he should be, because guys will not stop taking pictures of their penises and sending them to people. Why are they doing it? I have no idea. Get in trouble, and they keep doing it.
It's a rare occasion that you get a muff picture from anybody.
I've never gotten one.
I've never gotten one. I've never heard of anyone getting one. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if a guy got one, if this had been a picture of a big old vag and a dude had seen it, he just would have been like, I'm putting that in my pocket. You never would have heard about it.
Right. They never would have been turned in.
Yeah, she probably would have gotten a job, or at least an interview with someone.
Maybe he thought, like, oh, staffing agency, so here's a picture of my staff. He got confused.
But it's just like, you know, we had another one a couple of weeks ago where a guy sent in a picture of himself nude. This was a lawyer thing that Greg showed me. And it was just a picture of himself naked, and, you know, he's trying to get a job at a firm.
Wow. Who is...
I have no idea who's doing the hiring.
Is it a female? It had to have been.
It was a dude who took the picture of himself, and he sent that in with his
But it had to have been a female, like, hiring manager if he's doing that.
I hope so. Or just a very open-minded,
like, look,
hiring team.
If you want me, you're going to get all of me.
All of the whole thing.
Look, no, I'm an open book here, buddy. Look, I'm making myself vulnerable to you.
I'm available. The Dallas police spokesman I love this. His name is DeMarkey Black.
Oh.
I think he was an African-American.
Maybe.
Revealed that the man was surprisingly still out of work, and he says, I think I know why he can't find a job. Maybe his penis was small.
It's probably.
Probably.
Maybe we should just make that why don't we just give in to the penises and just be like, just always send a picture of your penis.
Yeah.
It's a requirement.
It's a requirement. Just that way no one feels awkward when they send theirs in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, please zoom in.
Yeah.
Before.
A picture of his penis.
Yeah. And then, you know what? Then if that becomes, like, a regular thing, then guys will start, like bedazzling their penises.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't say here.
Like, with
cover it in glitter. Yeah.
It sounds like here, though, this was actually, like, a photograph. Like, an actual, not like a, like, an online, I'm sending you a dick pic. This is, like...
Like a
kind of taken?
Yeah, an 8x10.
Like a headshot for your dick.
Like a headshot for his dick.
Wow.
Basically, he said he could snip, just put that on there.
Wow. So he sat for it. He had it lit.
I hope so. I mean, they didn't comment on the stylings of it, but I'm assuming this is, you could see what it was.
Yeah.
So maybe
this guy has $400 to throw away on dick headshots. Maybe he doesn't need this job.
Yeah. Maybe he should go into porn. Maybe he thought they might have something for him in porn.
Maybe he's going to write a book. Maybe he's going to be sending it to everybody, and then he's going to compile all the responses.
Do you think one person is going to be like, you know what, I don't want to hire you, however.
Yeah.
However, nice
please
job.
Come in. Yeah. Please come in. All right, what do you have?
Well, what do I have here? Okay.
I see DARPA. Yeah. Oh, I know what this is about. So we have a segment that we do where called Unpopular Science and Technology and Mechanics.
Right.
Because Katie and I are freaked out by the coming robo-apocalypse.
It's going to happen.
It's probably going to happen like next year.
You're like those kinds of people.
Yeah, we don't like it. And in particular, we like to focus in on the secret DARPA. So what do you
DARPA is this government agency that focuses on developing stuff.
Yeah, Skynet.
What does DARPA stand for?
I read it once and forgot.
It is...
Oh, wait a minute.
You have it here?
Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
Yeah. Mm. It's the military.
Yes. And what they're doing right now is they're building a vanishing battery. This is...
Wow.
A vanishing battery. It's like... Maybe for my iPhone.
Because it,
the power is
people who kill. That's what
well,
DARPA,
basically,
that's what DARPA
DARPA awarded $4.7 million contract last week. Well, it could have been several weeks ago.
It could have been last year. We're not here for the news.
Yeah, to develop a transient power supply that, when triggered, becomes unobservable to the human eye.
Hmm.
So it will vanish.
Like a Snapchat.
Yeah, right.
When it's done.
Yeah, right. And so what they're trying to do is, put these batteries in
something
military,
clear, I hope.
In military equipment.
Right? Like a completely clear, like, killer robot. And then you can't just have, like, a battery because then everyone will fucking know.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, not only that, but, like, say then your robot or your night vision goggles or your spy thing.
Yeah. Your pocket scud missile.
Yeah,
your
enemy captures that. And it's like, oh, I'm going to make it work against my enemy. Oh, guess what? The battery just disappeared.
Oh. How does it disappear?
It disintegrates.
Is there a poof?
Is there a button you push when you're getting your gun taken away? Is there a safety word like, seven? And then the thing just disintegrates.
I don't know. This is what they're developing. They have 4.7 million to figure it out, but that's what they're doing.
This is the weird thing about DARPA is they cannot stay out of fucking Forbes. Like, anytime they come up, it's like DARPA, you know, someone at DARPA took a pee, and it's literally in Forbes magazine. It's so bizarre.
It's there.
This is where all of our tax money goes, by the way.
To make it... make the batteries last as long as they're needed, and then break down and just fucking disappear.
I wish they would, like, once again, like you were saying, I'd like my iPhone to just last a little bit longer. Can they work on that?
That's
like,
exactly,
is there a military application for that? It can disappear, not fucking disappear. I don't care. I just want it to work.
Yeah.
Are you quitting your apps?
Yes.
Okay.
It's random. The longer you have them...
I know what you mean. Sometimes mine shuts down with 20-25% left. And I'm like, come on, don't take a nap.
It's just random. I had the new one and I've already had to replace it. So what does that say? DARPA, get on it.
Yeah.
DARPA,
get
make
on my
me
phone.
A sandwich.
Make it, this will disappear once I eat it.
DARPA!
Yeah.
DARPA, don't pee on the rug. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a dog's name.
Yeah.
So I have a piece of advice here.
Okay.
Advice is a segment that we do where we find advice on the internet that we think stinks.
It is unqualified.
And then we improve upon that advice, hence advice
on advice.
So
right.
Feel free to chime in with your advice on our advice.
Yeah, whatever you...
We get
whatever.
Meta. So this one is a particularly salient right now.
All right.
For young people, because we do this for the youth. How to become homecoming king.
Oh.
Now, I went to boarding school, so we did not have this. I heard tell of it. Did you guys have it?
We had the king and queen, so just...
Same thing, right?
Yeah. But we had two. But you went to an all-girl.
No, it wasn't all-girls.
Oh.
So we had neither king nor queen. We just didn't have it,
no.
A homecoming king or queen thing. How about you?
We had homecoming king and queen, yeah. But I'm like, how... It ended up just being, like, the two of the cool kids. Like, I don't know.
Most attractive?
No, just like work. Just best all around, right?
Just
that
like,
kind of,
yeah, friendly.
Just fucking awesome.
Friendliest. Like, they weren't like the cool bitches of high school. They were kind of cool, but they're also kind of nice. But I don't remember being asked to vote, so I think maybe the cool people voted.
It's kind of like our election system now.
Mm-hmm. You had what is it called with the districts? When the district
the
changes.
Primaries? Oh, no,
district
you were.
District 9?
You were redistricted out of the voting
process. Yeah.
I was redistributed. Maybe he sent a dick pic in. Who knows?
So this is how to become homecoming king.
Oh, right. Just the king, not
just
the queen.
Just the king. The
just
queen is on her own.
Queen, forget it.
Becoming homecoming king is always an honor. And being crowned along with the homecoming queen is a great feeling. It takes a special type of person to be so honored. A person who has to be a top student, polite, and outgoing.
Yeah,
right. Step one. Remember to be nice.
Steps?
to everyone all the time.
Oh, man. That's exhausting.
So they will remember you. But you want to be homecoming king, right?
Yeah,
I do.
Take a 5-hour energy shot on that one, I guess. Two, try to talk a lot, but not be so annoying about it. Also, let other people talk when they want to.
That's confusing, because...
How are you supposed to know, right?
You're in high school, you're going to be annoying no matter what you say.
To your peers, though?
Mm. Should you just stop mid-sentence?
Yeah, and see, and just take the temperature of the room, see what's going on, and then continue if no one chimes in.
Right.
Three, and this is, try to keep your emotions inside. If people think you're mad at them, they won't vote for you.
Yeah, don't cry out loud.
Yes.
Encouraging men to, like, stuff their feelings again.
Yeah.
If you want to be king, though.
Take it out physically on people.
Well, I have a question. I like that one. What happens when you become homecoming king or queen? What do you have to do? What
you,
do
you get? Sit in a car and wave.
And you, you
Where
dance.
Where are you going?
Well,
immediately you get a crown and you dance.
I am so, I have no
you
idea about this at all, because I didn't, my school didn't have it. So you get a convertible.
There's
is what
somebody
I'm
who has a dad who has a convertible, and they sit in the back and wave in a parade.
And that dad has to drive the car slow.
So there's a homecoming parade as well?
There's the parade.
This is very important.
But immediately you dance with the queen.
I think so.
In the car.
No, at the ceremony.
How long does this thing go on for?
I don't know. I remember seeing yearbook photos. I don't know if I was actually at
Were
this
you
thing.
In high school? Either of you?
Yes.
This is like a cobbled together memory. Did you remember voting?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm thinking of the prom king and queen dance.
No, this is that's right.
Thinking of prom king.
Yeah.
Okay, now think about homecoming.
Homecoming. Right. Oh, no, you definitely, it's all homecoming. About the car.
Okay.
Homecoming. Do we have that? I don't think.
That's
don't
a
think
football related thing, right?
Yeah.
Who comes home?
I mean, we had a shitty football team.
It's all the
Long
so nobody.
All the guys from college who aren't getting any in college come back
come
to try
back
to score with the high school
for some stats.
Just like come on home for some high school.
They come home for some stats.
Yeah, for some stats. Nice. So how to be the homecoming king? Never neglect the underclassmen.
Exactly.
If you're not popular with other people in your grade, it's entirely possible that other prospective kings will not be fraternizing with the underclassmen, and you can get that vote. Although you didn't have one, but there is a vote, right?
Yes, there is a vote.
It says here, number five, attend athletic events.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Right?
Sure.
And then is there a campaign process? Or you just have to be cool? Is that
be cool, clap a lot, like a lot of pats on the back, I think. You know, not be a dick, but not be a loser, not be too artsy or too smart.
Just be
like,
average.
Yeah, or too like bulky or too skinny.
So you have to be like a C in every aspect of your life.
Yeah,
like
you have to not make any waves. Like, just be sort of like generic.
Faceless, nameless.
This happens also in the fall, so nobody really knows what your bag is yet. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you just try not to F it up from September to October, and you're all right. But then after it, after homecoming,
but if you're a senior and people know what your bag is from all the other years.
Did you guys know about homecoming? I'm very confused.
It wasn't a big thing.
Wasn't there homecoming for each grade?
I have no idea.
No.
I think it's just the one game that they have at home, and they make a big deal out of it.
They come.
There's more clapping and more, like, parents that
there's
come
a,
to that one.
And here's another thing you guys can bring it up. It says, number six, make sure to really stand out doing something called Spirit Week.
Oh,
I did Spirit Week.
What is it?
I actually won most spirited of my class.
What?
Get out.
Yeah, that was my superlative, and I was really pissed.
Most spirited?
I wanted to get best hair, but my hair was like shit that day. And so Jade Marcus won.
Bitch.
Yeah.
I'll always remember that. And she didn't have as good of hair. I will say that now. I was resentful. And I wasn't voted most funny, which is also fucked up. No, I mean, it was her real hair, but...
it just wasn't all that.
Maybe it was a weave. Who knows?
You know, stakes are high.
Mm-hmm. She might have.
So how did I win most spirit? I was a cheerleader for several years, and I also, we had, our Spirit Week thing was, like, it was, like, board games, and then I came in,
Is this, like, that a Mensa school, Mensa High?
No, we had the IB program, but we weren't, like, probably, it was a good school. I don't know, whatever. I was a B-plus
student. Board games
week? Anyway,
spirit?
Yeah, Spirit Week is board games, and I remember I created a Monopoly costume. I came in wearing a Monopoly board.
Oh, no.
With, like, the thing stuck to it, because that was our theme. Like, every class had a different theme.
And your theme was Monopoly.
And ours was board games, and other classes got different shit. And then, so I looked ridiculous that day. It was one of those things, we're all dressing up, and then I'm the only one that comes in with a costume.
Awesome.
And then I win most spirited by default, I think. So, like,
because, like, no one else had any spirit at all.
Right.
Nope, everyone's, like, trying to be cool and wear Abercrombie tank tops. And I was like, nope, I'm going to ruin a board game over this.
I've got spirit. Yeah. Yes, I do. I've got spirit and nobody else here does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
but you did.
I'm the winner. But you did it.
Spirit and no boyfriends. You know, it's trade off.
So this is be outlandish and devoted as you were. It says a homecoming king bleeds his school colors. Did you do that or you just wore a board game?
I mean, I got my period late in life.
All right, number 7. Stick around near the vending machine and make sure you have quarters on you. Bribe them.
Oh, that's weird.
That's a weird one. That's really weird. Who does that?
I don't know. We didn't have a vending
machine. Pedophiles. With snacks? Yeah, that's a pedophile thing.
But the homecoming king has to be also a student, so.
Mm. I know, but I'm just saying, like, that we're just trying to profile the person that would stand around machine with quarters.
With quarters?
Yeah.
Like a shitload of quarters in their hand, just jingling them.
You're like, oh, you need that for your dollar?
It says here, be flexible. All people are different, and they want different treatment. Give it to them.
Ooh. Sounds like a lot of work.
Be all things to all people, and be nothing.
Be nice. Have good hygiene. No. Get all a cool style. Use a deodorant and a male perfume. Once again, gentlemen, don't.
Male perfume.
No. You know it's going to be Drakkar.
Drakkar.
You know it's going to be Axe.
Oh, Drakkar Noir.
Yes. That is the bane of my existence. And then it says, just be yourself, which never works.
Well, they're just telling you to do everything else but be yourself.
Yeah. Be yourself means there's no rules. Like, yeah. For example, I don't wear deodorant.
Or male perfume.
I'm afraid of getting armpit and boob cancer. But that's me being myself. But I stink, so I wouldn't be becoming queen.
You're like, that could be your slogan, though. Like, deal with it. Smell me.
I'm kind of like a hippie in that way.
You never use
I can't smell you.
Yeah, I use the crystal stuff that has no aluminum.
Oh, that's good. I like that stuff.
Yeah, and if you shower, you know, you got to stay on the showering. You got to do that every day, sure. You know? So.
Sure.
I use all natural deodorant as well. I like the showering every day, Peter.
I'm like, it's a real pain in the ass to shower every day.
You got to do it, even in the wintertime.
Not gonna lie. Sometimes I go
it's like flossing.
Yeah.
Flossing. That's
really
worst.
You
do that
every day. I say I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't find the floss and then I give up. And I just, you know. There's nothing else.
Just wing it.
Just get some celery.
I say I floss every day.
All right.
What do you have?
All right, here is another thing. I found this 13 annoying boyfriend traits and how to avoid them.
Awesome.
So this is annoying boyfriends. It's mm-hmm. like
Well, how to avoid the boyfriend or the trait?
The trait. So if like this is really for guys out there,
okay.
This is for you. You'll find out if you're annoying or not if you do these things.
Okay.
And then
stop. I'm going to go ahead and say that you're probably annoying, but go ahead.
Okay. Okay. These are the things. So relationships are tricky, but some things are instinctive.
No.
In love, boyfriends can be nice at times, and at other times they could be really annoying.
You know what? This is why I stopped teaching, because people would lead with things like this when I asked them to write an essay.
Ever consider yourself to be an annoying boyfriend?
Wow.
But seriously, there's a few things that most...
Who writes these articles?
Did you ever notice that you're annoying? But seriously, folks.
There's a few things most boyfriends do that are just not excusable at all. So are you one of them? So these are the 13 things that most guys do.
Be funky around the foot area?
No. Okay. Number 1, take me in the ass.
What?
Yes. So well, this is why
I'm writing this article. A gay man is writing this article.
This is just not good. We're inviting you in through the front door, so why the heck would you try poking your way through the back door?
Who's asking for the back door? The boyfriend or the girlfriend?
You know what?
This is the girl.
Annoying.
This is the girl's voice.
Voice. I'm sorry. I was like a strap on. I mean, this is
no.
Really
the girls
gone
like
afield.
Girls saying to guys, you know, remember an anal bang may seem exciting after watching a lot of porno, but almost all girls hate that kind of thing.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Yeah, very few women that I know like it from
right.
the back. And some do, but it's not a rule.
Yeah, and it's not like just go there whenever
you can't
you
just run up in there.
You don't have a key.
No.
I had an ex who would every morning try to just jam it in there.
Really?
Yeah.
At what point did he not get the message?
His name is
you're being put on notice.
That's right.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
He would just try to, like, wake up and sleepily just creep it in there. And I was like, no.
Yeah,
like
you wouldn't notice.
Like you wouldn't
know. Yeah, like, he was small, but not that small. I'm going to notice, you know.
Well, I mean, I have heard that if you're very small, pretty much you just have to, you know,
right.
just put it in the back like a package.
I could forgive him because he was smaller, but not with my current boyfriend.
Why
right now.
Every day?
Because I feel like he might be secretly gay. I don't know. He just really, I don't know.
He would just try to do that without even talking to you about it or being like, look.
Slowly just creep in there. Guess what? Like, no.
Oh. It just happened.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll like it if you just do it.
Oh, that's weird. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He was trying to his dog, too.
You should have done it to him.
With his dog?
Yeah, show up with a strap on. Ladies, if your man is out there and you know wants to try a little backdoor action and you're not into it, ask him to go first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The strap on's out there.
Start with your thumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Proceed to your foot.
I'm going to put my thumb up there. Ew.
Yeah. Without warning.
Thumb
like
job,
that.
Still a job. Still a job.
Okay. The next thing is getting drunk on a date. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Okay. We advocate getting drunk.
Don't
period.
Get drunker than us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
That's like a weird double standard that I have. Even still with my husband, I'm like, I've had 3 drinks. You need to have 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody here knows what's going on.
You have to be at the same level of drunkenness or
less.
Or less.
Preferably less drunk if you're out with Katie and myself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get
drunk.
It's
going to be easy.
It's
going to be
able to be the dude and be like, yeah, let's get a cab home and let's fuck. You know, like if you're too drunk, then
you can't do
then
that.
We have to be the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Women just don't like it when the boyfriend gets zonked out on a date. When you date a woman, remember your chivalry.
Or a man. What is why? It doesn't matter.
You date a woman.
Yeah.
Remember.
Remember your chivalry and understand that you have to protect her and take care of her. Drink, but never to the point where you can't drive home or stand up straight. When you go clubbing and get wasted like a heap of dung, it scares your girlfriend.
I mean, all this points to this person's dating a 22-year-old.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, yeah, that's true, because when you're younger, it seems like very difficult for your date to stay in control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
for you as well, because you don't know. You don't know. You don't know how many cosmos you can do.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know, before taking it in the back seems reasonable. You don't know.
You in the back seat of a cab or your ass?
Both.
Right.
Oh,
in the back.
Double back.
Yeah.
Here's another annoying trait. When you're indifferent or rude, women hate this about their boyfriends.
Everyone hates when people are rude.
Indifferent or rude points to you're not that into the person.
Yeah. Ask a man, how do I look? And he almost always says, nice, Or how many times do I have to tell you the same thing?
Sounds
like you're dating a shithead.
Yeah.
We've asked you how we look the last time we wore the dress, but seriously, we'd like to be reassured and critiqued now and then. Really?
Yeah, okay.
Not critiqued.
We like to be, reassured and praised.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think everybody does.
Yeah.
If a man asks you how he looks, the answer is good.
Yeah.
Right?
The answer is your dick looks huge.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
That pile of money in that Ferrari.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just keep it there.
All right. Here's another thing. Girlfriends don't always need a sex machine. Every time we try to kiss you passionately or try to touch you all over, it doesn't always mean we want to take your clothes off in a flash and dive board into bed.
Yeah, I think a lot of women need to learn how to navigate that
one. More foreplay. That sounds like a woman who needs more foreplay.
Yeah.
You touch a guy lightly. He's like, let's do it. Australian rules.
Yeah.
Again, 22. I'm hard. There was a breeze. Now I have a boner.
Now it's over.
Yeah.
We do love a good romp in bed, but sometimes we just want to have a good time feeling you up.
A good romp.
Yeah.
Good romp.
All right.
It's like a sex bar from the 60s, right?
Yeah. Girls, number 5 here is when you get bored shopping. So girls hate it when guys get bored shopping. Don't take them shopping.
Yeah, or as I do with my husband, we go shopping in Las Vegas. I take him to a place that serves husbands.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of places will bring out some liquor for your husband or find something for them to do while you shop.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do. And, I think...
The reverse for women, too. When I've gone shopping with my husband, and ladies, if you've never gone shopping with a man, then you find out how much fucking boredom there is.
It's so boring.
In that task.
Guy shopping is the worst.
It's probably as bad as... guys shopping with a woman.
Yeah, exactly.
So I like to find a place that serves.
Yeah. Serves or don't take them because
I feel like lingerie shopping is something you can do and they'd be like, oh shit, I want to see that.
This is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 6 here is exchanging glances with other girls.
Don't do that. You can look at them, but don't exchange a glance. That's too much,
Vibe with someone.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
They'll be like giving them wink and,
Yeah, when you're around your girlfriend,
lips.
Don't get me wrong, your girlfriend really doesn't care if you stare at another girl when you're all by yourself. I think she does.
If she doesn't know about it, she won't care.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care.
But if you found out?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it's like you're together, but you're not dead.
Right.
So if you're by yourself, you're free to do whatever you like.
I'm not going to lie.
If I'm by myself and let's say The Rock comes.
You're going
to stare. I'm
going to
stare.
Okay.
And probably call people and do a selfie and just whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's all right. Because I'm still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got eyes.
Okay, but when you're around your girlfriend, learn to respect her by not strain your eyes on every cleavage and butt that presents itself
definitely.
In front of you.
Again, a 22-year-old boy.
But this sounds ooga. Like, that kind of stuff is not cool.
No, like head swiveling. Yeah.
And
like,
damn.
Yeah. I'm not, damn, shorty. Like, we can both check out some girl with a really short skirt and, like, that's what we sort of noticed together. But, like, yeah, don't vibe with somebody and, like...
Yeah, don't make it sound like you're in a Friday film with Chris Tucker and Ice Cube.
Okay. Flirting with your girlfriend's friends.
Ooh. No, yeah. Don't.
Don't
that's
do that.
Weird.
That's bad.
Then I have to smack two bitches. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
But I gotta keep my pimp hand strong
for
that one.
Put it in her butt.
Yeah. If it's so great.
Yeah.
Why don't you put it
go
in
ahead.
Her
Go ahead. Right now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. See what she does.
I dare you.
Yeah.
Both of you.
See how it feels now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we all learned something.
Okay. We also hate it when you're being a sexist.
No one likes that.
Nobody does. Except other sexists.
Yes, because dudes who are not sexist don't like that.
Right, and only, like, self-loathing women like that.
Yeah.
I like that sometimes.
Exactly. Self-loathing women.
Kind of. I don't know. I'm a terrible feminist, like, in the bedroom. I just want to be respected when I'm vertical. You know what I mean? Like,
and disrespected in the
sheets.
No, in the bedroom, you could do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
as long as everybody's consenting. That's
everyone.
We're talking about it. Like sexist in public.
Yeah,
with
like,
other people.
Yeah.
When we're
dropping C words, you know, at the Safeway.
What, like a cunt? Like, call me a cunt while we're grocery shopping?
Yeah. Or calling someone else.
Right.
As well.
Like, look at that cunt. She took the last ripe avocado.
Yeah.
Yeah, men have epic egos. We understand that. But men up and accept that your girlfriend can be an achiever, too. If she gets a promotion, do you tell her it's because she's sexy or because her boss likes her? Secondly,
depends on how she got that promotion.
Yeah.
Sounds like this person's dating a real tart.
Where is this advice from?
It's from Love Panky.
I don't know what that means.
I love Panky.
Love Panky.
When we're trying to make a point or argue with you, don't call us drama queens and don't ask us if it's that time of the month.
Wow.
Who does that? I feel like that's like a big just no-no since like maybe the 50s.
Sounds like a shitty guy would do all these
things. And then how about compare your girlfriend to someone else?
Mm-hmm. And then we will compare you to The Rock.
Right.
I think instead of writing this list of things, this woman should just break up with this dude.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or is this a woman who wrote this?
We don't know. We don't know. Somebody named Nothing. It's posted by Love Panky.
Hmm. I bet it's a woman who wrote it.
I'm sure.
That's very interesting.
What do you got? Boyfriends who love to postpone chores. Ooh, that's
annoying. Oh, that's annoying. That's for everybody, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is just a list of bitching.
A list of
plus anal. Unwanted anal.
She started off with that, which makes me think that, like, yeah, this guy's constantly trying to sneak it in there.
Yeah.
I just don't... Okay, for the guy who was constantly trying to sneak it in, why did you stay with... I mean, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
That couldn't have been the only bad thing he was doing.
I forgave it. He was, like, only my second boyfriend, and I was like...
Okay, so you're new, basically, to the whole game.
Yeah, I was like,
maybe this is what they
do. I wasn't new to the game. I was, like, 20s, you know, mid-20s. But it was only my second boyfriend, because I had a lot of one-night stands.
I didn't have very many boyfriends, because I had short attention spans.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm adept at putting up with bullshit. So, I don't know.
So you gotta get a different ceiling level.
Yeah, I was just into it. I was just like, I have to... Being your girlfriend means putting up with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I just got it. It's gonna be really annoying.
Like a little dick in my butt.
And luckily for guys... We don't figure that out usually until later. But I'm going to make it my business to tell young women, put up with nothing.
Put up with nothing. They have to show
start them. Off putting up with nothing.
Right.
Don't put up with things that make you feel bad.
I have a little piece of unpopular science as well.
Oh, let's hear it. Unpopular. More.
Yeah, unpopular science. So, you know I love Jurassic Park.
I know you do.
We've talked about Jurassic Park before. It's one of my favorite movies. Nice.
Oh, my God. Who let that in here?
No,
so this is an article from The Week, and it says, it's time to build a real Jurassic Park. So we've been hearing about this for years, that they have enough DNA from a woolly mammoth to recreate woolly mammoths.
What?
And apparently now they have enough DNA from 24 extinct species, and that they want to bring them back now. So there's a nonprofit called Revive and Restore.
Wait.
That they're an organization that advocates... De-extinction.
The bringing back.
The bringing back of animals that
How do you do that? Made it with a lamb?
Well, here's what you do. In order to make these animals again, you need an adequate sample of the DNA. So all right. You can get that.
Sure. Right?
And then you have to have a toothbrush.
A petri dish.
Yeah, a hairbrush, anything like that. Yeah.
That's where you get it.
Tissue.
Yeah.
Blood left at the scene. And there has to be a living species that closely relates to the animal you're trying to bring back. So for the woolly mammoth, we have
A woman who hasn't shaved.
A woman who has not shaved, exactly. We have Snuffleupagus, the puppet.
We have Oksana here.
Yes.
So they're trying to bring back the passenger pigeon, the dodo.
Why?
Is there going to be one for each of these? I hope so.
I don't have any dodo.
Irish pigeons. Elk.
You could do anything.
Saber-toothed tiger. I love it. And a bunch more. And this...
What else?
Yeah, well, I don't have anything else. I just want to yell out things. Penguin? That's not on my list. That just sounded like Ray Romano. Is that what a penguin
Please
sounds
don't
like?
Bring back. Don't bring back Ray Romano.
Don't bring back Ray Romano.
No more Ray Romanos in formal wear.
So they have... Currently, they have 70% of Ray Romano. No, they have 70% of the woolly mammoth.
Okay.
And they really want to, like, do this thing. They've already bought back a frog, which I had no idea. There's, like, some extinct frog, and they brought it back.
We have so many.
I don't know why they did it. I just like to say, to quote Dr. Ian Malcolm from Jurassic Park, yeah. Dinosaurs, no sound? No, okay. Dinosaurs had their shot, and nature selected them for extinction.
Exactly.
Right?
You had your chance with your claws and your teeth.
Yeah.
And
now
you blew
it's
it.
Time for fat kids.
But the guy who wrote this is saying they weren't selected. They were obliterated by a comet. And I'm like, that sounds like selection to me.
That's right.
Right. It's still something.
The party is over.
Selection. The comet wins.
Yeah. It Damn. Stands.
Yes.
The comet wins. I don't want them to start bringing back shit.
No.
I think a good way is to try to not destroy everything that's here now and, like, take that as a lesson.
That's
the
right.
dodo bird, the condor,
yeah.
like, all of these yeah. things.
Put this money into making animals that we don't need into, like, paying off, I don't know, the national debt.
Yeah.
Or maybe, paying off my student loans.
That's yeah. Right. Or protecting things that are already here and in danger.
Yeah. Yeah, like the know? Five three-toed sloths that are left.
Just, or the elephants that people keep chopping their tusks off. Just stop.
Yeah, just stop that. Revive and restore. No, they want to bring shit back. I wouldn't be surprised if these guys weren't behind getting rid of things so they can bring them back.
Yeah.
Ooh, they probably want to get rid of, like, the slow-moving people with the dinosaurs.
They have a non-profit. Well, they're not going to be able to do, actually, Jurassic things. It's really going to be things that are from the Pliocene era. Not as exciting.
Yeah. Is that the Pliocene is after?
Yeah, the Pliocene is just fairly recently.
A Pliocene Park.
Yeah,
that
Pliocene
great.
Park. Not that great.
Mm.
Pliocene Park. The Irish elk? Who gives a shit?
No.
Sorry, Ireland.
What's an Irish elk? An elk that's just drunk, like, yeah. drinks these potatoes?
Yeah.
Hurt for fuck's sake! We can bigots people.
Right. Okay, listeners, got some news for you. You may have heard a little band called Cinema Cinema.
Yeah, if you listen to the intro and outro, then you have heard and enjoyed their music for free.
That's right. But Cinema Cinema, you can see them live. They are on tour this summer opening for One Black Flag.
Yep. And also, Whore is going to be playing. H-O-R.
So their tour starts May 15th in Midland, Texas, ends up in Hot Springs, Arkansas on June 28th. They are in many, many states in between, like
yep.
Oregon, California.
New Jersey, Connecticut.
Quebec.
They're going to Quebec as well? They're going
right.
to Canada?
They're going to Canada.
They'll be in Brooklyn on 622.
Yep. Yeah. They'll also be in Brooklyn.
In Texas.
Danbury, so, even. Hmm.
So definitely, if you have not seen them live, you are in for a treat.
Yeah.
Go see Cinema Cinema and Black Flag.
And where can live. We find out more information?
So you can go to cinemacinemaband.com and get the full schedule there. We love them. They are...
But we're not sexually attracted to them.
That's Jason Bateman.
Like Jason Bateman. Not at all.
No, they are wonderful guys. They will melt your face and break your heart.
Yeah, and they rock fucking hard.
Yeah, they do.
If people are looking to find you, where
Chrissy,
can they find
where
you?
Where can they find you?
Well, out on the street with my thumb up. No.
Trying to stick it in.
Trying to stick it in your butt. Every last Tuesday of the month, you can find me at the stand for Last Tuesday with Pat Dixon at 10 p.m.
Nice. And so, do you have a Twitter handle?
I do. It's at Chrissy Mayer. C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E-M-A-Y-R.
Oh, it's worth your while, listeners. Give her a follow.
And also, I produced and acted in this little web series I made called Squirrel Code.
Nice.
That's you?
It's a parody of Squirrel Code. It was really fun to make.
Can they find that? Squirrel Code is where?
You can just type it into YouTube, and it's the only Squirrel Code, Girl Code parody. I was like, I have to do this idea immediately, or else someone will. And then,
Have a YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's just like Chrissy Mayer.
Okay,
my name.
So they can find it there.
It's on there, too.
I have not seen Girl Code, but I saw the Squirrel Code, and I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But will I get it?
You will get it. I mean, basically, it's like, Girl Code is girls giving other girls advice.
About dating
and stuff. It's like this kind of stuff.
What?
And Squirrel Code is like, oh, if squirrels were dating, what kind of advice would they give?
Okay.
Yeah.
Squirrel Code.
Like Squirrel Code. Squirrel like, friends. Oh, like would be like, hey, you know, I don't care how nice he is, don't put his nuts in your mouth until after the third date.
Nice.
You know? Like what would a squirrel advise? You know?
I like it.
What
I
to
like
do
it.
With your tail, what to like have, you know, burrowing.
What we do here advice. Yeah. We'd be lady code because we're classy.
Yeah, that's right.
Do lady code.
It'll be lady code with a K.
Ooh.
Well, for code because class.
Yes.
And Casimir.
That's right.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks!
And he's like, well, if you're so sick, go to the hospital.
Yeah, that would have been me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like,
was he black? Like, you're not feeling good? Call a doctor.
But don't tons of black people work in hospitals?
Yeah, because we have to. But do we care? No.
He was Irish.
It's easy to... What? It's easy. If you're getting paid to care, I think that's different.
Yeah, it's different.
But it's just, you know, it's like man up.
Yeah.
Even when I get paid to care, I still don't care. I guess that's why I got fired.
They're like, we got the feeling you didn't care.
We get the feeling that you're just not into us anymore.
Yeah.
Which I'm not.